Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
For just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Okay. We got a lot of stuff today. It's a big show. First of all, good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Sometimes I get ahead of myself. I'm too excited. Kid Rock will be in later.
Woo!
The dance parties will happen today.
Yeah!
On Wednesday's show, Lunchbox was guessing people's weights, right?
Yeah.
People called all day yesterday, too. I didn't have time to get any of them on, but I have Jennifer and Salina, Kansas on. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Now, you've heard Lunchbox do this bit before.
Right.
And he just talks to someone. I give him 30 seconds, and he can guess their weight.
Right.
Now, I didn't feel like launching into a full segment, but I do see you're on the phone. You've been waiting patiently, and I appreciate that. Would you like to take part in this game?
Yes.
Now, his thing is he can talk to you and guess within 5 pounds of what you weigh just by talking to you. Okay, you understand the rules?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Lunchbox, you have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Gosh, I don't even remember. Sloppy Joe's.
How many times do you go to the gym?
A couple times a week.
How many kids do you have?
2.
How tall are you?
5'4".
All right, there's time. Lunchbox, you need to guess her weight within 5 pounds.
Oh, that's easy. She's from Kansas. There's not a lot to do out there where she's hanging out. She's just running around chasing her kids, going to the gym. She has to weigh 107.
107. Wow. What do you weigh, Jennifer?
109.
Yeah!
How did you do that?
Yeah! Wow. That's how you do it!
And you had sloppy joes for dinner? Dang.
Yeah.
How did you eat Sloppy Joe's at 1:09?
Yeah. Because she chased the kids for hours.
Yeah, we've seen that him do that. Yeah, we're like, Sloppy Joe.
That's amazing.
Like,
Sloppy Joe. Did you include the bread?
Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe's are good.
You. Oh, Ashley's on. Ashley's called in. Hi, Ashley. You want to do this real quick?
Yes.
All right. Lunchbox has been nailing them. So let's take a shot here before we keep going with the show. Lunchbox, go ahead.
All right. What kind of laundry detergent do you use?
Dane.
Okay. How many times a week do you do laundry?
Every Saturday.
Do you live in a two-story or one-story?
What does this have to do with anything?
Hey, let him work.
Okay. One story.
Sorry, it's like.
What did she say?
One story.
One story.
And how many kids do you have?
None.
Did you say nine?
Zero.
Oh, zero.
How tall are you?
Okay, time's up. There you go.
5'4".
All right, Lunchbox. Oh, easy. He's waving this one off.
This is easy.
He's going to go two for two, maybe.
She's trying to call in and try to be all, like, shy. She weighs 99.
99 pounds. What do you weigh, Ashley?
102.
Yeah!
Oh, that's my goodness. Okay.
All I do is win.
All right.
Yeah!
It's a little too early for all that, but still.
Everybody hands go up.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
To be fair, he is 5 for 5 this week.
Amazing.
He dealt 3 on Wednesday and 2 this morning.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Inmates in the Texas criminal justice system, basically jail, they were like, man, we want to help Hurricane Harvey because it happened to where we're from.
Right.
So over 6,000 prisoners raised $53,000 of their commissary and donated to Red Cross.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's
a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
The inmates mostly donated money from their very small allowance, which is like $90 every 2 weeks, that's used for purchasing paper, pencils, personal hygiene. You know, you've seen jail shows.
Yeah. Orange is the New Black.
That's what they did. And they were like, we want to donate it. So again, the prisoners raised $53,000.
That's impressive.
Right?
It's wow, like, that is so awesome.
If they find a way to do it, then we all should be able
let
to
let them out early.
Time served. Yep, yeah, time served, everybody.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. In California, at least 31 people have died from the horrific wildfires. Hundreds of people are missing, and they say thousands of homes have been destroyed. In North Carolina, there was a massive prison break. 2 security officers died and 10 people were injured. No prisoners escaped. And finally in sports, the Dallas Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott is going to be suspended 6 games. The Cowboys aren't playing this weekend, so Zeke most likely won't play again until after Thanksgiving.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Michael Ray has been banned from our show. Now, Michael Ray, you may not know who he is, but you'd probably know a song if I played it. I didn't ban him. I have no problem with him. Ray, our producer, banned him because you said he invited you to a bus party. You went to the bus party. There was no bus.
Yeah, it was me and my girlfriend and her best friend, and it was just an empty parking lot.
So you think he completely catfish partied you?
Yeah, it was a fake out, and he straight up ghosted us.
Okay, so Michael Ray, the guy that does the song here, ghosted Ray, and Ray's like, I'm going to ban him from the show. Now, we don't normally ban people from the show, but I thought, that's funny. So he has that song. So here is Lunchbox running into Michael Ray, getting Michael Ray's side of it.
Ray says you invited him on your bus for a party. He showed up with his girlfriend to impress her. There was no bus.
You were a no-show.
Yeah, I'm going with that didn't happen because I did tell him in the beginning, before the award show, we ran into him in the lobby of the hotel bar area. And he said, what y'all doing tonight? I said, man, we actually busting out pretty quick. I go, so he goes, where's the party at? I go, well, bus if y'all can make it in time, you know, whatever. And then next thing I know, all this happened. I was like, dude, that's not how it went down, man.
He said you have to take him on the road or get him a nice present. So what you're saying?
I'll do both.
Okay. So you're going to take him on the road and you're going to get Ray a gift. That's
yes.
What you're saying.
Yes.
Ray, how do you respond to this? He says you're wrong.
I mean, it sounds like a timing issue. We were there right out. It was like midnight, and he told us the bus wasn't leaving until 2 a.m., so, and there was no bus. So if it left early, then maybe he's telling the truth, but You can't tell us to come at a certain time. And then, I mean, a bus call is a known thing. So he's obviously making stuff up. He never texted me back.
Wow.
Oh, my.
The text is also a situation. I never even got a response until we talked about it on the air. And then he finally hit me back with, oh, so, so sorry. Everything's all good.
Is he still banned?
He's still banned.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Still banned.
Dang, poor guy.
Guy's trying to have a bus and have a career. Still banned from the show until Ray says otherwise.
Yeah, until we hit the road together. I mean, I hope he still has some concert dates left.
My favorite thing is Ray wants nothing to do with them unless Michael Ray lets Ray come be a part of his life.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a polar. He's like, I want nothing to do with that guy unless he'll have me. And then I want to do everything with them and live with them for a weekend. But okay, wow. You have your set of standards.
Well, and if we become good friends, we'll always look back at this and be like, that was funny how it all started.
That's true. Bobby Bones. Time for positivity. That's the goal. We go around the room sharing good news, like tell me something good. And it goes like this.
Tell me something good.
Bring me the good news, Amy.
Well, a couple in a nursing home, they are sharing the success to their 61-year-long marriage.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They've just got the perfect cocktail in case you're looking. They've got combined 186 years of age, of life.
Wow, they're old, and they've been together that long. I would say they're, if I'm just guessing, their key to success is just grit your teeth.
Huh?
Watch the calendar.
No.
Oh, what is it?
They say it's patience and compromise.
Exactly what I just said. I tweeted a couple days ago because, man, when Alexa and I first started hanging out, Alexa, the computer.
Yeah.
We did everything. We played songs. We played games. We did all kinds of stuff. And now all she does is turn my lamp on and off. I was like, is this what marriage is like?
Wow. You're comparing marriage. Well,
did you stop talking to her, though? Like, who stopped talking to who? Like, you know, you have to initiate.
And you need to realize she's still turning your lamp on and off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
who's going to do that for you?
Sometimes, though, she doesn't.
Oh. Well, then you got to reconsider.
That's what I'm saying. So then I got to go to my side chick, Siri.
Oh, dang. And Siri jumps in. Siri.
Lunchbox.
There's this one-year-old dog named Clyde. It was dropped off at the shelter because it had a 6-pound tumor. And the owner's like, look, I think we can't take care of it. I think you just got to get rid of this dog. And the workers looked at it, got a doctor's opinion. They removed the 6-pound tumor.
Wow,
and now Clyde is looking for a forever home, going, I'm ready.
The added sound effect that you didn't really need there. But that's a 6-pound tumor. That's crazy.
But he was so happy after the surgery.
Yeah. I mean, he probably didn't know that he had a tumor. Like, my dog's sick. He doesn't know he's sick. But, I mean, a 6-pound tumor, that's crazy. How about this? So Salvador's a tow truck driver. He's going to church. Happened upon a man having a heart attack. So he got out and gave the stranger CPR because he saw he was like struggling and he went down. And so they finally reunited the two because he didn't know who the guy was. He knew he saw a stranger hurting, jumped out, saved him, called the ambulance took him away. They had no idea. And so they posted on Facebook, like, the people, the guy and the guy's family, like, who saved, you know, our grandfather and father?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same guy?
Yeah.
And they got back to him and he was like, oh, that was me. And they met up.
Wow, isn't
that crazy?
Cool.
That is cool.
Especially that you would see somebody kind of struggling, you pull over and help them.
Yeah. Because
really you wonder, are they struggling? Are they dancing? Are they trying to sell me something? Like, you wonder, I would. Especially if they had one of those flippy arrows. I'd be like, I mean, anyway, that's a cool story. That's Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I did a group class, like a workout class. And I went in and I felt pretty good because I'm in pretty good shape right now. Because I've been boxing so much. And so I dominated the class, felt pretty good. Go back, start boxing again. But now my boxing coach thinks I want to, like, literally fight people. Like I want to get in the ring and start fighting people. Don't you think I should do it once just so I could know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, I don't.
And if I go and I get whooped, I've been whooped many times before in my life in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I get back up again. I'm not trying to have a boxing career. But don't you think it would be neat to go and just fight somebody? That's not, you know, just, you know, I don't know how they set it up. Maybe the second-ranked boxer in the world, not the first, you know? I don't know. But just to know, because, like, I feel like I'm getting pretty good. Amy, your thoughts on me maybe, like, doing some kind of boxing event?
I definitely don't want to see you get hurt, but...
Oh, that's where your mind goes? It's not, I definitely don't want to see you hurt somebody?
Oh. Well, because, I mean, we talked to your trainer. He said you're not ready for it.
Nah, not ready yet, but if I train for a bit.
Right.
Like, I'm
so
feeling it.
If you prepare, I would not like for you to get hurt. So our goal would be that you wouldn't get hurt.
No, my goal is to be the greatest that ever lived.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I feel like you need to go into it being realistic if you do it. And then there's got to be, like, rules. Like, I don't know. If like, anything seems to be taking it too far with you, they have to back off. Like, I want to be the referee and be like, split them up.
What a terrible... Eddie, what's your thought on this?
Bones, when was the last time you got beat up?
It's been a while because I keep myself out of those situations.
Yeah, dude, you're not a spring chicken anymore. Like, I think getting beat up now at our age, that's going to hurt, man.
I'm in the best shape of my life ever right now.
I'm concerned for you like Amy.
Lunchbox?
Look, guys, the guy wants to get some anger out and he wants to beat someone up. Let him beat someone up. I mean, he may embarrass himself in the process, but that's okay. Let's let him get in the ring if he wants to chase his dreams. That's what Bobby is about, chasing his dreams. And Bobby, I support you. If you want to dream, you dream, will be there ringside yelling at you going, left, right, upright, 1-2, 1-2.
No, I don't need you coaching me on what to throw.
Can you fight like someone like elderly?
Oh, oh
man. Come on.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Valley Park, Missouri. Authorities are warning people don't get too close to the elk at the Lone Elk Park. There was a couple tourists. They were there and they were told, don't go near the elk. Well, the people wanted a selfie. So they go up to the elk. And the elk, boom, gores the woman right in the back.
Oh.
And you like that.
Well, they were warned, don't get too close to the elk.
Yeah.
And they ignored the warnings, and they wanted a picture with the elk.
Yeah.
And so they got, right in the back.
And they're going to be okay?
Going to be okay. Doesn't say if they got the selfie or not.
Oh, got to get that selfie.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show. Yeah.
Donna in Virginia.
Yes.
What up? Thank you for listening.
Hi, I was just wondering, I've been listening for a couple of years, but I've never gotten the full story on Amy's adoption, and I just can't imagine going through that amount of time and waiting and praying and hoping, and so I was just wondering if she'd be willing to go back to the beginning and kind of catch us up.
Sure, I'm glad you asked that. Which, by the way, after the show today, Amy goes to Haiti to see her kids, and then so she'll come back Monday, she'll be a little sensitive.
Oh. Maybe.
But
not.
In a great way. Yes. Okay. So kind of walk her through your adoption process.
Well, we started domestically.
Let me stop you. I tell the story so much better. Can I just be honest with you? I just want to be honest with you. I tell the story so much better.
Okay. Go. Yeah, I know. I will probably be here like 30 minutes if I tell it.
Amy and her husband tried to have kids.
Yeah.
And they still continue to try to have kids over the years.
We're not trying, but yeah.
So, and both of them checked out at the doctor. They went and got tested and checked, and Amy went into his military, and they did put the camos on and checked her out, and they're like, you're all good.
Yeah,
like, they
did. I had my fallopian tubes checked to see if there was blockage or anything. I mean, we've done all the things. I even went on Clomid. That I was psychotic. So then we thought, okay, maybe adoption is more our thing.
So they tried to adopt domestically, but the problem was...
Well, we moved a couple of times, and our home study would get messed up, and then our agencies, and then what state we were adopting from, and then finally we landed here in Nashville, and we started that process here, but I had also just gone to Haiti and realized the problem there sometimes with older kids at an orphanage don't get adopted, so then my husband and I were like, whoa, we can adopt older kids, we don't need a baby.
So, by the way, if you move from one single house to the house next door, your domestic adoption starts over again.
Your homesteading, yeah.
Yeah, that part, it's crazy. So Amy kept getting set back. So Amy went on a mission trip to Haiti. She didn't go to Haiti with the intention to adopt kids. Mm-mm. But when she got there, she met these kids and was like, I think these kids are meant for me. And then she was like, I know these kids are meant for me. And they weren't babies. And like Amy said, they're a little older. And so now they are...
7 and 10.
And so she'll be going to see them today. It's been 4.5 years in the process. I'm pulling my hair out. Amy's face is pimple fest.
It's just stress.
By the way, worst festival ever, Pimple Fest. Went in 2008. No bands played.
I'm out.
Yeah. So that, Donna, is where it is.
So
What are they waiting on now? Those kids need to be with their mom and dad.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, it's just a process. There's so many different steps and phases that we have had to complete over the years. And this last year, I'd say the last 2 years, there's just been different parts where we've just been stuck. And right now, the judges in Haiti and the court systems, they have gone on strike, so they're not working. And our paperwork is literally in a phase where we're about to get their visas and passports, but we've been at this phase for like ever. And until they come back to work, there's nothing we can do.
Okay, well, I am praying that those kids get to you sooner than later, and enjoy your trip.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Donna, thank you for calling. That's really kind of you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys.
There you go. All right, bye-bye. Good. I do feel like, listen, it's your story.
I don't mind if you tell it.
No, we told it together.
That was cool.
You skip things, and then you go backwards.
Yeah.
It's like watching one of those weird movies where they go back in like time and you're like, wait, huh?
Like, this is us.
It's like watching that sleep movie. Yeah.
But the dream.
Yeah.
Breakfast of a Dream.
What was that? No, what was the dream with the ring? They play the ring? Uh-huh. Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, Transportation.
That one. Yeah. So Lunchbox has been known as Fake News. That's been his name. Because sometimes he just comes in and lies.
That was fake news.
And so because of that, that happened, and he started bringing in fake news stories. We've changed it, okay? Now it's a game.
Oh, okay.
Lunchbox will bring in the story, and we have to know if it's fake news or not. The game's called Is It Fake News?
Is It Fake News?
So Lunchbox will read the story, then we decide, is it fake news, okay?
Oh.
Funny.
Everybody's got it?
I love it.
Okay, here we go. Is it fake news? Here we go.
Is it fake news?
Man, big news coming out of New York City. Southwest Airlines announced they are now doing direct flights to Mountain Pine, Arkansas.
Okay. Fake news.
No chance.
You at least got to give us one that we think is.
What's the population of Mountain Pine?
My hometown has 700 people in it.
Is there even an airport?
No.
Southwest said, with all the tourism.
Do you have a real one?
What?
Do you have a real one?
That's what I have.
I did read an article that Southwest is now going to be flying to Hawaii.
That was real news.
There you go.
You have to give us at least a game. We have to figure it out. Do you have another one? You want to come back to it?
Yeah, you didn't like that one?
It was obviously fake.
Mountain Pine, dude. Come on.
They said tourism has really been increasing in Mountain Pine.
My hometown. All right, we'll come back. We'll do another one in a minute.
That was real news.
No, that was fake news. All right, so that's how the game works. You guys have it?
I like it.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
If you want to keep burglars out of your place, they give you the simplest fix. Because they went and they talked to burglars. It's like, what do you look for? What do you think you can do to keep burglars out?
Lock your door.
That's exactly it. No. What? That's it. Because...
Oh. So simple.
It's so most burglars go through an unlocked door or window on the first or second floor of the home. Also, when they did the test, they could all find a key within 10 feet of the front door if they found a key.
Right.
Because people put that key, they don't put it in the backyard. They put it under a rock or the mat in the front. That's the number one thing.
Wow. Okay.
Speaking of like people that get in trouble, prisons are trying to solve cases, they call them cold cases, with playing cards. With the cases on them. So they give them to the inmates and they hope that these inmates know information.
Explain.
So Oklahoma has decks of playing cards featuring cold cases. They hope that the inmates will see as they're playing cards, I know something about this.
Oh.
And they try to solve homicides.
Interesting.
Wow.
And it's all kept confidential, probably.
I don't know. Dang. I mean, I want to get shanked, but that's kind of a thing, right?
Wow.
Isn't that a good idea?
That's really cool.
I guess so.
You guess so.
I mean, I guess it
is. Solve cold cases? Like, always a good idea.
Oh, it's always a good idea. But has it? I don't know if it's a good idea. Like, is it working?
That we don't know yet.
You mean...
I don't know if this
has
game...
Has it worked? I'm saying it's a good idea. Yeah. Otherwise, you got nothing.
Right. They're being proactive about it. They're not just letting it, like, sit there.
There's a story about how... And this stinks for women. But I totally get it once I read it. Single women now... on their resumes have to put MRS so sleazeball guys don't see MS or...
Ew. Why?
They have to lie about being married.
Oh, because you'd be hitting them up.
Because that's exactly it.
I feel like we've gotten a call from someone before, listeners before, that wear a wedding band when they go in for interviews.
Crazy, right?
even though they're not married.
Unmarried advances are made to all these MS, but MRS, they aren't.
Right, and then when it comes to like getting a job, then you feel that pressure of like,
guys are such tools.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Lunchbox?
No, I disagree. I mean, look, LinkedIn is like a dating site.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, all those things. That's why people put a picture, because it's for dating. If you didn't need a picture for your application, do you attach a picture to your resume? Nope.
LinkedIn is not like Tinder.
I disagree.
Okay.
Have you ever used LinkedIn?
No.
Okay.
I've gotten invitations to be on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah, I get them from everybody all the time.
And I don't even know how to do it.
All right, coming up, Kid Rock at the top of the hour. And then some people are like, Kid Rock, what's he going to... We're not talking politics with Kid Rock. I'm just a fan of his music. Like, it's not going to be anything crazy, but it will be fun. But Kid Rock's coming in just a bit. Top of the hour.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones Show.
Well, it happened yesterday. If you remember earlier this week, Amy found a note in her mailbox, and that said, I want to buy your house. And she's like, is this a scam? So they reached out, talked. They came to her house yesterday, didn't they?
Yep. They came and looked at it.
They were real people.
Real people.
Did they?
I wasn't. To be fair, the realtors were handling it. I did not meet them, but I know what happened.
Well, you're supposed to leave anyway.
Right. That's awkward.
Yeah.
I like, wasn't like.
Taking a bath. Oh, hey. So you're gone.
Right.
So what happened? Did they offer you, as you said, straight cash, homie?
Cash money. Cash is king. Can't wait. Okay. So apparently they got to figure something out, because the only master bedroom is downstairs, and like, it's a married couple, and his mother lives with them. And she's having a hip replacement in January. And she's not going to be able to go up and down the stairs. And upstairs, there's two bedrooms and a Jack and Jill bathroom. So it's not like a master. So anyway, if they can renovate it to where it will work, a master upstairs and a master downstairs for them, then I think that they could be into it.
So they didn't make an offer.
Well, not yet.
Okay.
Are they talking to you about how much cash money they're talking
about?
Yeah,
because
it's not like... Do you guys still feel like it's a scam?
It's a scam because they knew the layout before they went in the house.
I don't know that they did.
Oh, that's a good point. So it could be...
That was fake news.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't know that they did know the layout.
Because the realtor that called in said they can look up the exact floor plan and everything online according to records.
Well, that's the realtor that called in. I don't know what they looked into it. Maybe they wanted to see what was possible. Well, obviously, they're going to have to renovate, but...
Cash is king, as Amy says.
Cash is king!
We'll find out soon.
I know. If the mom's hip replacement is getting in the way of this deal...
Come on. You're falling for the hip replacement joke?
That old one?
So what are they doing, Bobby? Are they casing my house?
I don't know. Until
and they use their old mom as like,
maybe she doesn't exist. I don't know. We'll find. Let us know on the update. Okay. Two fast food restaurant workers were robbed at gunpoint by a guy wearing a mask. Right. The guy goes in. He takes the gun. He points it to the head of one of the workers. He pulls back the hammer. They end up giving him more than $600. So one of the victims says to the guy as he's robbing them, "Hey, Cleveland, is that you?"
Oh no.
And the robber replies, "No, it's not me."
It's not me.
Cleveland.
Someone would say,
"Oh, that's awesome."
Cleveland who?
Cleveland, what? No, shut up.
No, Jerry, shut up.
Yeah. That's not me.
You're like, "No, that's not me." Anyway, so they arrested him. They got him. He's been arrested in connection with armed robbery at the KFC in Baton Rouge.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Is that you? No, it's not me. That's hilarious, huh?
It's not me.
Kid Rock's coming up, by the way.
Yeah.
It will be clean. Like, we're not talking politics. All that's good. People were worried yesterday. Like, Kid Rock. I love Kid Rock's music. And Amy found out that she had a bond with Kid because your husband, when he was deployed, that's what he listened to, is Kid Rock all the time.
Apparently. Ever since, like, high school, all through the Air Force Academy, all through serving overseas, Kid Rock gets played a lot.
You had no idea.
I had no idea. I mean, obviously, I knew he was patriotic, so I'm sure a lot of military people listen to him. But every song, my husband knew every word and had a memory for every song. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I know. I loved it.
And the show was really good.
Because he wasn't even just singing like the hits. Like, he knew all the other songs where I just kind of would bob my head.
Like, I'm probably going to geek out a little bit. Is anybody else geeking out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I will.
Just making sure, because usually I don't care. And not in a bad way, but I don't care so much where it's like peers and we're just talking.
Yeah.
Like, it's Kid Rock.
It's Kid freaking Rock, like, man.
Yeah.
So do we keep it real cool and we say, like, hey, Bob?
No, we don't.
Oh, this is named Bob?
No, no, yeah.
That's okay.
We don't do that. All right, Kid Rock's coming up in a second. Bobby
Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
The American Music Award nominations were announced, and in for country favorite song.
Oh, song. Oh, yeah. It's got to be Body Like a Back Road.
That's one of them.
I mean, no, that should be the winner. And then also in that category should be... John Party, Head Over. Yeah, one
Dirt
of the boots.
Dirt on My Boots.
Yeah, a party song. What's the other one?
Keith Urban, Blue Ain't Your Color.
Solid choices. Mm-hmm. Sam Hunt has to win that.
Oh, legit.
Because the song was the monster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, and I didn't know those were the things.
Yeah.
I'm like America and the music award they give.
The pulse.
Yeah. All right, what else you got?
For favorite country album, Jason Aldean, Chris Stapleton, and Keith Urban.
Stapleton will win it, probably. I really love the Keith Urban record. Not that I didn't like the Aldeans, but in that order, that's where I would put them, my personal listening.
What else? And then shout out Garth Brooks. He is a country person that made Tour of the Year with Coldplay and U2. Wow.
That one I saw because they announced it earlier because it was kind of a pop category.
He's with Coldplay and U2, and then there he is, Garth Brooks.
Eddie and I were talking about it. I was like, look at these epic tours. And
monsters.
And Garth should win.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He probably won't.
Because I don't think U2 or Coldplay have done multiple nights and sold out all night.
Garth should win.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
And for sure, I'm not biased.
And they haven't broken their own ticket sales record like Garth just did.
Right. What else?
Okay, you got some movies out today. The Foreigner with Jackie Chan, 69% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Happy Death Day, scary movie, 67%. And then Marshall, which is the story of Thurgood Marshall, the first African-American Supreme Court justice. And that's got 86% positive. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones.
This week on the BobbyCast.
So Dan Huff came by the studio. Dan Huff, fantastic guitarist, a mega producer, and he played guitar for Michael Jackson back in the day.
What?
And he was talking about how he went in and he saw this homeless guy, and they were peeling off all the stuff, but it was Michael Jackson disguised as a homeless guy so we could walk around.
Bobby Bones.
This week on the BobbyCast.
Oh, so what he was wearing was to fake people out so they wouldn't know it was Michael Jackson.
All of a sudden pulled off the hair, and it was a wig. It was Michael Jackson. Wow. I'd never met him, and I asked him, it seems pretty obvious now, but at that moment, it was kind of surreal. And he articulated that that's the way he could walk down the street.
Search BobbyCast on iHeartRadio and iTunes.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Just a few minutes away from Kid Rock being in studio, so... I never met Kid Rock.
I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
So Kid Rock's coming in. Let's do the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Did I tell you the joke about the boomerang?
No, you didn't tell me the joke about the boomerang.
Oh, I don't remember it, but it'll come back to me later.
Acting was terrible.
That was terrible.
What?
No, stop it.
That was the morning corny.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones
Show.
All right, really cool for me because I'm a massive fan. Kid Rock's here.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, this new song of yours, I was playing it, I guess, a couple weeks ago for the first time. This is the jam.
There ain't nothing like a Tennessee mountaintop. Some straight shooting neighbors that don't name drop. With a preacher man praying for peace, but still packing a gun.
I mean, tell me about this one. Like, you're over here at country, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it's. I've been creatively confused for some time now, floating around here and there. And some people are happy about that, some people aren't. But. You know, at the end of the day, I just kind of try to make whatever is inspiring me at the time and, you know, whatever music it is or has been. And this was just something I actually bought a mountaintop up in White's Creek and was thinking about, you know, was trying to get rid of my Malibu home at the time. Was spending a lot more time down here. You know, I've been screwing around down here for years, 15, 20 years. Had a condo down the West End. And just being up there trying to get out of Malibu. And I got great friends there. There's things that I love about it, but it was the simpler things of just trying to get someone to honestly, like, come fix your stove or, you know, to help clean or do lawn, something like that, you know, which people in my position, you know, worked hard can afford. And it's a completely different game here and in the Midwest. And the song was just kind of a testament to that.
My question would be that because... Listen, when I was in college radio, I was playing Bah Wada Bah like crazy. How was it in your mind that you can transcend from this polar and still it all fit.
I mean, I think a lot of that was luck. It was just, I mean, because when I did that, from Ball with the Ball to that album and then came with Picture, I remember the head of the record company at that time told me, like, that was probably going to kill my career. Like, what was the matter with me? And I remember I would sing it live, and people would stare at me like I was just crazy.
When you sing Picture live?
Yeah. Before it really, you know, was a single and came out. And even when it was a single, it took forever to hit. We did a different version with Alison Moore that we cut down here. She cut down here in Nashville. You know, I did it with Sheryl Crow. And then that started to take off, sold 500,000 copies. And then a few stations played it, and it just took off. How? I don't know. I've never really gotten a lot of radio play. I've never been that guy. I never had a number one song. You know, even all summer long, it went number one around the world, but never in America.
Oh,
yeah, I've never had number one song in America.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's just never, I don't know. It's not been my thing. I'm not, I respect the award shows. I get it. It's not been my thing. I'm not, you know, I know kind of how they work and what goes on in that world. That's not a game I really chose to play.
You say you don't have any number ones, but you have platinum records.
Lots of them.
Right. So, like,
yeah, but you just assume.
Just to counterpoint you, as you say, you don't have, but you have the fans, number one. And when you sell platinum records, that's people buying music. That's
my whole thing's been live. And a lot of people don't know a funny stat, which I like to brag about because it's just so, you know, out of left field, is if you factor in the record clubs, remember the buy 10 CDs for a penny type thing?
Which Columbia House.
Columbia House, a big scam. They never reported those records. If you factor those in, I did about 2 million records of theirs. Devil Without a Cause really was over 14 million copies. And they didn't know how to classify it. They classified it as a rap record. So technically, I have the biggest selling rap album of all time.
Nice.
And I'm sitting here on your country show right now.
We like that.
Yeah, Kid Rock's here.
And
let me hear this again.
There ain't nothing like a Tennessee mountaintop.
I don't even know if things get back to you. Like, I
heard you said some nice things about it. I appreciate that.
First time I heard the song, I was sitting in the office with Rod, our boss over here. And he was like, and we listened to it. And I was like, man, that fits. That's our people. That fits. And then, but also, this fits. Also, this fits. And sonically, they're not the same.
No.
Wait, that wasn't a number one?
It wasn't like seven or eight countries around the world.
But not America.
It's a funny story because
the
there was this pop station that you got to, you know, kiss their ass to get the number one record at some level. It's out in L.A. and this, that, and the other. And I was like, eh. I was like, I don't know. I was like, and I was talking to, I think it was Seacrest or somebody one morning out there. And I was like, playing along a little bit. And I'm like, oh, God, I feel so greasy right now. And they're like, well, you got to, like, you know, what do you think? And this, I had it out with this program director years before that. And I was like, okay. And I was thinking, I'm going to kill this right now because I'm about to say something very rude. And I know he went, and I was like, he's like, so what do you think? I heard you with the program director. I was like, you know, I go, he ain't going to make my record number one because I slept with his wife. And I didn't, of course.
Oh,
but
I was about to be like, what?
No, I didn't. But that pretty much killed the chance of number one record right there. All the radio people were just sitting in the other room like, oh. Like, we had a number one record if you could have just shut up. And I'm like, yeah, I can't.
You feel sleazy about this appearance?
What's that?
You feel sleazy about this?
No, I was actually looking forward to this.
Oh,
and
good.
I don't know if you know how many radio things I do these days, but it's basically you and Howard Stern for this record.
Oh, wow. That's,
I appreciate
that's
that
because nice.
I'm a genuine fan.
Yeah, I can tell. And I like your show. And I like when I hear you interview people, I like what you say. And it's not in this day and age. It's really when you go on these shows and the ones I've done the last 10 years, which hasn't been a lot, but a lot more the lot of the years ago. It's like people are trying to get everyone and they want that headlight that's kind of, you know, out there and wild so they can drive everyone to their website. And it seems like a cat and mouse game these days of people trying to get you. And it's very uncomfortable to sit there knowing that everything you say, especially in this day and age, when you can say something in this day and age and all of a sudden in wildfire, you're crazy. You're this, blah, blah, blah. We don't like your views. It's like very hard these days to speak your mind. And I have a lot of trouble not doing that.
All right, back in the studio with Kid Rock. We, on this show, much like yourself, we're big supporters of the military.
Mm-hmm.
What has drawn you to being a part of that?
That was really early on. It was my mom really got me into a lot of charity stuff when I was first starting to have success, you know, helping out terminally ill kids and things, a lot of local organizations. But then it was when the USS Cole got bombed. Years ago, they told the guys that they could play patriotic music, and they were obviously really upset they lost 17 of their fellow sailors. And as they were sailing out of Yemen, kid kind of locked himself in the room where they told him they could play patriotic songs, and he played American Badass. You know, and guys were, you know, crying and obviously upset, you know, with the loss of their buddies, and they were sailing out of the harbor, and I got some pretty wild pictures from that with middle fingers up and not nice messages written on their chest, and obviously they were upset, and I heard about that, and I was like, huh. And that really, you know, this was before all the crazy, really war on terrorism started after, you know, the second Gulf War started, all that stuff. And, you know, I did something there for those guys. You know, I did a show and gave the proceeds to the families and went and visited with them. And, you know, just felt right. You know, and I was a supporter of the military before that and obviously a very patriotic person. But that really was kind of the catalyst that really kicked everything off for all the stuff that I've done and so many people have done. Especially in country music and all over. I don't care if it's wrestling, country. There's been so many actors and people that, you know, have gone with me on tours and I've gone with them that, you know, there's a lot of people that do care about it. And I hate to sit here and take credit because it really was, it really is some of the most rewarding stuff I've done.
I mean, I asked you the question. I don't think you're taking credit at all. I was genuinely interested in how, you know, personally for you, like Amy's husband served for
12 years.
You know, and so, you know, we have... our own personal ties. I was just kind of curious as to what yours were. You have glasses. Are those real glasses?
Yeah, bifocals. Well, they see up and down. You know, I can see here regular, but here's the when I got to read close. I got to read the menu, Jeff Ruby's. I'm like,
does that mean you're getting older? Has it always been that way? Because
I'm getting older. There's no question. After we did all these string of shows in Detroit, like Grandpa's hip hurt.
You did? What'd you do? Did you do like six in a row? I don't know how many. But you did
six, but not in a row. We didn't.
You sold out to play six times at Little Caesars Arena, right? The new place.
Mm-hmm. My hip was hurting. I was like, what is that? My shoulder. I'm like, you know, because obviously when doing those Ball with the Boss songs, I bounce around a lot. And
oh no.
I'm 46 years old, and it's not going to go on forever. That was really kind of one of my deviant plans, like, early on. Not only did I love country music, but I'm like, that is a way to get older in music gracefully. It's hard, man, in rock and roll.
Like, health-wise?
Well, I love Steven Tyler, but you see him bouncing around, you're like, come on, man.
Health-wise,
tone
like,
it down a notch.
Steven Tyler, like, takes really good, he's come in before, and I had a whole conversation with him about
Steven.
His health and green juice, and health-wise, like, so fascinating. I was like, wow, you really take care of yourself, but have you found yourself doing, like, crazy thing? I don't know what you were like before, but now, do you do anything, like, you look like you take really good care of yourself.
The last, you know, several years, yeah. I probably started around 40, and I was like, all right, cut it out.
How much longer can you do Eye on the Bull God? How much longer can you do Ba Wada Ba before you just break it down on acoustic?
I've actually done acoustic versions of both.
Have you?
It's actually funny. Big and Rich had a Ba with the Ba cover, a country cover, that they used to do years ago. It was pretty funny. And Ba with the Ba, we did acoustic years ago, in like a Howard Stern birthday party or something, years back. But to be bouncing around the stage doing that, I would say probably I'm 46. I figure I'd start winding it down around 50. Because otherwise, it's not going to look good, you know? I'd be jumping up bald, like getting 2 inches of air. People would be like, oh, that's just sad. That's just sad. Poor,
so cute.
That poor kid.
Kid Rock here.
Cramp up there.
I like, as sincere as possible. Like, I love the song. I do. Like, no BS. I wouldn't.
Thank you.
Some straight shooting neighbors that don't name drop. With a preacher man praying for peace, but still packing a gun.
You better ask somebody.
Singing karaoke in a double wide. When smoke's so thick, it'll burn your eyes. Oh, my sweet Lord, how warm you.
I appreciate you taking time to come in. I know it's early in the morning.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're here. Like, I'm not just here in this room, but I'm glad you're here in the format.
Hey, you know, years ago, I had Reverend on the road. One of my heroes from Run-DMC told me I was about going to Europe and this, and it was going to be blah, blah, blah. And he was in the same mode in my hotel room. He goes, hey, man, go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. And I feel like that in Nashville, so...
Awesome.
Thank you, Tennessee.
All right, Kid Rock. Amy, you want anything you want to say?
Hi.
No, oh, yeah. You've already said hello.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I mean, thanks for
As
coming.
You can see, we're all big fans.
I mean, yeah, we're not geeking out.
Yeah. All right, Kid Rock, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
I know we'll have, in the next bit of time, we'll have a big record announcement at some point, and we'll talk about it.
Thanks, all right, Bobby.
All right.
The Bobby Bones
Show. All right, the king of fake news is going to bring us a game here. It's Is It Fake News? He's going to tell us a story, okay? We have to figure out if it's a real one or not.
Is It Fake News?
A high school in Columbus, Ohio has banned all fidget spinners after a 42-year-old physics teacher lost an eye doing a physics lesson using fidget spinners.
Okay, so school banned fidget spinners because a teacher lost an eye spinning one of them. Huh. Now, the question
is it fake news?
Amy, is it fake news?
Are fidget spinners physics?
Yeah, sure. You spin.
It's gravity.
Yeah.
It spins.
Yeah. It's everything's physics.
Inertia.
Yeah.
And what goes in motion remains in motion?
Unless conflicted by another object.
And what goes up must come down?
No. Okay, what do you think it is here?
That's real.
You think it's real?
Yeah.
Eddie?
Yeah, this is definitely believable. I say real.
I think it's real, too. I think the story's too complex for me to make up. Yeah. That's why it's not even about the story.
Like yeah.
I don't think he makes that up. So we all say that it's real news.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lunchbox, what is it?
Fake news! Oh! That was fake news.
That is good.
You got it, dude!
Yeah!
You got it, dude!
Yeah!
That was so convincing.
He wrote that.
The only thing that was weird is that teachers can't have them either.
Yeah,
that was the only part that was weird about it.
That's funny. Good one.
Because I threw it to him. He was teaching a physics lesson.
He got
it. He got us.
That's good. So, how about this? And this is real news. This couple found a hidden camera in their Airbnb they rented out.
Ruh-roh.
They've been putting them in the smoke detectors.
The listing provided to our ABC affiliate WFTS advertises the nice large townhouse in Longboat Key. Police say they found two smoke detector cameras. They record audio and HD video.
We're also Wi-Fi capable, so they'd beam a signal. He didn't have to hardwire them in.
The couple only realizing it because the husband works in IT and noticed the pinhole camera.
Crazy. They've been they've been taping people. And wow. I'm telling you, this is happening all over the country.
Yeah, because oh man. I mean, I had an Airbnb at one point in time. I couldn't imagine ever like spying on people that were staying there.
You can't because you're normal and not gross.
But what are they? Are they just curious what people are doing?
No, they're taping them for their own to sell or their own personal. Yeah.
Icky.
Yeah, that's weird, huh?
Yeah.
Like, there's gonna have to be something done about that because mm-hmm. anybody can do it at any time and not know. I everybody that stood in that place, that stayed there, they're probably like, oh no. Here is Eddie, our producer, with his four-year-old junior singing Namaste. You know the Raging Idiots smash hit song? I don't know if you guys are familiar with the song.
Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but Namaste.
Here we go. This is you and the four-year-old?
Yep, junior.
7:30 in the morning. In a suit that I was born in. Come on, baby.
Cassie.
I'm running late, gotta be
like Jackson.
But you're kind of a distraction. And I can't stop watching you. See the baby, you're Savasana.
Funny, huh?
That's so cute.
Looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably ought to hit the road.
But
he knows the words better than I do.
That's funny.
I love it.
RagingIdiots.com if you guys are in Lubbock and Tulsa. Next weekend, we're back on the road. I'll just play a little bit of this. If you want to download it, it's up.
7:30 in the morning. In the suit that I was born in. Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, wear my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction. Cause I can't stop watching you. Showing me your Savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably ought to hit the road, but now I'm staying
away.
I'm about to leave.
Thank you, guys.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Soon as the show is over, Amy's going to Haiti to see your kids. If you're just new to the show, Amy tried to have kids for a long time. tried to adopt domestically because her husband was stationed in different places with the military. They kept moving. It kept resetting their adoption. She went on a mission trip to Haiti, went to the orphanage, found these kids, was like, I'm supposed to adopt these kids. Like, in her heart, it's been 4.5 years. There have been a lot of hurdles, hasn't jumped them all. We're still waiting, but you're going to see them today.
Yes.
You'll be there all weekend.
And I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah. I'll get a good, it'll be a little under 48 hours, but I'll take it.
So what do you do as soon as you land? What do you do in Haiti?
Go straight to the orphanage. Yeah. Our driver will pick us up, like security, straight to the orphanage. Boom. Scoop them up, hold them.
So
have fun with them. And then we have a whole weekend planned.
Like, what do you do? And your husband, it's not going. It's
no,
just you and
I've got
girls.
Two girlfriends that are coming. We're going to visit a village that's sort of close, like, that we support in a way. So we're going to check out some stuff that's going in there, but you have to hike to get there. So I bought the kids new little hiking sneakers, and I'm taking them with me. And I'm just hoping the 7-year-old can make it, because it's sort of on the side of a mountain you hike down. But I'm sure he'll be fine. We'll see. And then we'll go. They love to swim when we're there. The first time they ever really went swimming was with us when my husband and I went and had to live there for 2 weeks to be with them as part of the adoption process. So we'll take them swimming and then take them out to eat. And then, well, I'll turn around and come home.
Yeah.
Deep breaths.
But they get to stay with you outside of the orphanage.
Yeah, they're going to spend the night with us. Yeah.
You're their official. When I went, they couldn't stay.
Right.
Because I'm not their parents.
Right.
What if they would have given them to me and not Amy? What if they would have just sent them like, you know what? You can have them.
That'd been scary.
We've been watching Amy's Instagram. She seems a little crazy. Bobby, you can have them. That'd be crazy. But they get to stay with you.
Yeah.
Do you have a bed for you and a bed for them? Or is everybody in the same, like, what's that?
We all kind of, and they know both of these girls that are going well. We all kind of just pile in. Like, the hotel room had like two double beds. We all just like pile in.
Yeah.
One of them sleeps with us.
Are you so excited?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really, really pumped. I'm going to just focus on the positive of the week, like the getting there and doing all the fun things that we're going to do, and then try not to let Sunday, you know, affect me, because I just know I've got to just mentally prepare myself for leaving them to be hard and be strong and stay tough. But I think it's okay to also show emotion, like, because it shows that you love and care. I don't want them to hide emotion ever. But it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to leave.
Well, good luck.
If I don't come back, I don't know. Sorry.
Sorry.
I don't know. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't know.
You'll be back.
I don't know. This is just going to be hard. But it's fine. I'm not focusing on that.
Well,
remember?
You said you weren't going back.
I said I wasn't. I can't believe I'm going. Because, like, I was packing their little bags, and I couldn't believe I was packing them. Because the last time I went, I said, next time I pack these little bags, we're going to be bringing them home.
That's why I snuck off and didn't go with you or take you, because I knew you said you were never going again.
Until it was time to pick them up, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. I know. I know that was part of the deal. But hello, that was in May. And in May, we thought we'd for sure have them by now. And now, honestly, I kept thinking it was going to be September, and then here we are in October. I literally thought, okay, October, for sure November, and now I think my husband's right. Like, it could be next year.
Oh, I think it's next year for sure.
Oh, stop. Why are y'all thinking that way?
Because before we know it, it's the it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, nothing
right.
happens.
I know, and the judges aren't even working right now anyway. They're on strike. But if I find out who one of the judges is and I can get their address, I'm going to swing on by with a little pie.
Oh, sounds boy. Safe.
Some cookies.
Sounds completely safe, yeah. All right, well, good luck. I hope your trip's awesome.
Thank you.
Amy's off to Haiti after the show today.
Yeah! Bobby Bones. Show.
I want to bring on Carmen. Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
Where do you live?
Near Madison, Wisconsin, a small town called Fort Atkinson.
I love Madison. Like, I love that area. Every time I go, people bring me cheese like crazy. Like, I come back 5 pounds heavier. So, Carmen sent a tweet, and I put it on my Instagram, too, where Carmen was going into chemo. And how long have you been in chemo?
I just started yesterday. It was my first day.
It was your first day.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so, what's the diagnosis? What kind of cancer are you fighting here?
Breast cancer. Diagnosis is good. As of right now, I am cancer-free, but we are doing treatments to get rid of the cancer cells out of me.
So you're cutting out a little bit, but you're doing treatment to get rid of the cancer cells, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we wanted to put you on. You tweeted us. We have never talked until we messaged you after you tweeted us saying you were going into chemo. And we just want to give you like a bunch of Pimp and Joy stuff and like send you a bunch of prizes and just do something really nice for you, because we appreciate you listening, and we know that chemo's not awesome. And
no.
a lot of people have to go through it, and we just are pulling for you and want you to fight hard, and we just want to send you stuff to make your day a little better. Is that cool with you?
That's beyond amazing, and I just keep asking myself, is this real? Is this real? And why me? Why did you guys, why me? So, because I'm just an everyday average person, so I'm overwhelmed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but you're not. I mean, you're an everyday person, just that's how we feel we are, and you're one of our listeners. And when listeners are going through something like that, if there's a little something we can do, like send you a shirt or a beanie and a sweatshirt. I mean, I know hospitals are cold. You'll be spending time there. You need like Pimp and Joy sweatshirts and beanies and socks and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I'll send you one of my books.
And okay, you need a book to read, Bare Bones.
I have it. Oh. You signed it for me last in August of 2016 when daughter and I went there to see you guys for Raging Idiots.
Mm. Wow. Okay. I'll send you like a pair of underwear or something. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
Hey, oh, okay.
Hey, thank you for listening. Keep fighting, and we're going to put you on hold and get your information, and we just all want to say we're rooting for you. And don't say you're just normal and why. We're just normal. Yeah. We're all just normal. That's why all this works together. That's why we and you and we all, that's why we all work together. So keep fighting and hang on the phone, okay?
Okay, thank you guys so much. I so appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What's everybody doing this weekend? Lunchbox, what are you doing this weekend?
I got Stapleton. Chris Stapleton.
Go? Oh, we know who Stapleton. We didn't think it was Jimmy Stapleton.
Well, just in case you...
I got Chris, Stapleton.
Huh? Okay, cool.
Frank Stapleton.
What's he sing?
He sings a song called Tennessee Beer. He didn't sing, Amy. Come on, it's the cousin. It's a plumber.
Oh, yeah. Frank. Okay.
Well, I thought I would let you know that...
I have tickets, too. Are you going to go?
I'm thinking about it.
Wow, you're going to go, Bobby?
They gave me tickets.
Look, if you don't need those tickets...
No, you want to sell them. I know he wants to sell them.
Yes,
he's trying
exactly
to sell them. No,
catch.
Don't sell your tickets.
Look, I've got offers.
Here's why you can't sell your tickets, and I'm going to move off this because I don't want to... If you sell your good seats and someone sits beside someone, the hook job of these tickets, and they're like, who are you? That you'll never get tickets again.
There you go. And then you'll learn your lesson.
Yeah, for $80.
Oh, and 180.
Okay.
Well, so if you don't want your tickets, I got friends that want your tickets.
So you may go to Stapleton tonight.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I may go to Stapleton tonight. I'm in
you
town.
Should.
I'm in
wow,
town.
Look at you.
This is shocking. Who are you going to go with?
I said M-A-Y. Okay, let's take a beat.
My yeah, dog, is your my, girlfriend still gone?
My dog's not feeling great. So if my dog's not good, I'm not going anywhere. So he's got to be on the bounce back. Amy's going to Haiti. You have those backpacks that you bought for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That... You keep because you don't want them losing them?
Well, they want me to keep them. Normally, everything we give them, they take back to the orphanage and share with the other kids. But these backpacks, they love them. We gave them to them about a year ago, and my daughter's is like this pink bear. They're both from Target, and my son's is this green turtle shell. And when we were leaving, we were like, take them to the orphanage, like use them. But then they knew that instantly they belong to 65 kids, not just them. So they were like, no. You take them. So now, anytime we go back, we take the backpack. And they're like waiting. They're like, hi, good to see you. Is this a trip we're going home with? And we're like, nope. They're like, do you have our backpacks? We're like, yep. And then we hand them the backpack. And then when it's time to go, they start, like, it was so cute last time we were there in May, like, to see my daughter, like, she had a plastic sack to go to the orphanage and her backpack. And she started rearranging things and put all the stuff that she wanted to go to the orphanage in her plastic reusable sack. So that way I could take the backpack home where it was safe. So I repacked those, and it was just really hard because last time, you know, I think I've told y'all, I just thought I wasn't going to be going back until it was time to bring them. And when I was packing the backpacks, I had like a meltdown. But I've
last
had a meltdown
night?
Every day this week. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Some of the meltdowns have been up here. Just saying.
They've been everywhere.
Yes. They've been everywhere, man. They've been everywhere. They've been at the radio station, at the gas station, too, in my office, too. Yeah.
They don't discriminate. They're like the grocery store,
yeah,
in my closet. Whatever.
You download a bunch, because you fly here to Miami, then to Haiti.
Yeah.
Do you download a bunch of shows?
I've got Mr. Robot Season 3, Episode 1. I got Scandal Season 7, Episode 1, and Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
Season 1, Episode 1.
Oh, boy.
And
she's going to start.
In case I like it.
Wow. You won't like the first episode.
Well, I have to start somewhere. Where do you want me to start?
But you need to download more than one episode.
I did. I'm 1 and 2.
You need to go through at least 4 episodes.
Okay, I will. But, I mean, this is just for this trip.
I thought Game of Thrones, you had to pay attention like hardcore.
You do. She said, "Why should won't
she like
never, she'll never." But no, you can't pay attention anywhere, so I don't know. Like
he's being rude, but he's being right. And I hate when he's like rude and right at the same time.
Okay, well, can I just say iTunes is rude because they charge.
What?
They charged way more for Game of Thrones. I bought.
It's worth more.
Like so, Scandal one episode, SD not HD was $1.99, and then Game of Thrones, a whole dollar more.
That's called free market. You can charge what people will pay for it.
Supply and demand.
Well, no, I mean I. Pay
no,
for
not
it,
exactly.
But,
oh, it's not demand. The same. No. But there's a threshold you find at what people will pay for it. They could probably raise the price and still get people to pay for it. So you should probably be thankful.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not being rude.
They're not being rude.
Yeah, I was like,
they're just making
what?
Money.
I thought iTunes is pretty consistent, like on their TV show prices.
I don't know. Don't ask me. Lunch in Stapleton. I'm going to hang with the dog.
Maybe Stapleton.
Amy's on Haitian vacation with the kids.
Hashtag, check it out. If you want to see what's up, check that hashtag out.
She didn't know how to say it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I didn't experience any outages with Facebook or in Instagram this week. You did? Okay. Well, I didn't notice it, but...
But nothing. I was like, what's happening with my life? I think my anxiety went up because Instagram wouldn't load.
Okay.
And, no, I got to tell you because this stressed me out. I hit it and I loaded it and it gave me the Facebook logo. And I was like, oh, that's right. Facebook owns it. I wonder if the terrorists took over. Like, that's what I thought. Whoa. Like, the terrorists took down Instagram.
Okay. Did you call 911?
I didn't think about that. I might have if I'd really thought about it, but no, I didn't.
Well, the point of my story is a lot of people were panicking and calling 911.
Oh, that's stupid.
I know.
And I really was like, what's happening? I never thought in my mind, I wonder if I, like, I've been robbed, and I still was like, wonder if I should call 911.
Yeah.
That's a big commitment to call 911. Wow, people are idiots.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
What's wrong with people?
Right. That's not what 911 is for. So, around the room, anybody a big Green Day fan?
Oh, hardcore.
You are?
Yeah, Dookie.
So, are you super excited about their announcement yesterday?
No, because I don't really care anymore. Like, I was a hardcore Green Day fan.
I can see that.
Loved them. Like, the five albums and know every word.
Wow.
Tell me about it.
Well, November 17th, at least that's the date they were teasing, they're going to put out 20 of their biggest hits with two new songs attached to it, a new music video, and a partridge in a pear tree. That's what they said.
Oh, well, I don't care about that because I already have all the hits. But I thought...
You do?
I was a big Green Day fan.
I know, but
like,
I just feel like...
Even like with the Brain Stew days.
Dang, da-da.
Like, sing me something.
Da-da.
Keep doing that.
Da-da. 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 Da-da.
I'm lying and they're trying to sleep.
Da-da. Da-da. Da-da.
I'm counting sheep but running out.
Da-da. Da-da. Da-da.
As time slips by.
Da-da.
Still I try.
Da-da. Da-da.
No room. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You're talking about language about the Green Day,
man.
Yeah. Eddie, pretty good on the guitar.
Nice, dude. You too on the vocals.
Dang.
We should start a band.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, y'all should.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. Dang, this is a jam. I gotta go get this again. All right, what else you got?
Okay, well, a college student rigged their dorm room door, like, so anytime anybody goes in and out, it plays the Seinfeld theme song.
Like, boom, 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 boom.
Bass.
Yeah, they, like, knock.
So it's like, hello?
Yeah, it's just like that. It's like, knock, knock, knock. And he's like, come in. And then every time his door opens, it plays that. So some of his neighbors are a little bit annoyed because you have to imagine college kids these days. They probably didn't grow up on Seinfeld. But then I was like, what would I rig my doorbell as if I could?
But it's on TBS all the time.
True.
Like Friends. They didn't grow up on it. Like Morgan number two, she's like 12. And do you know Seinfeld at all, Morgan number two?
Yeah, I know Seinfeld.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, just turned a fresh 24.
Yes.
So... This to you is reruns, though, right?
Yeah. I know Seinfeld, but I know Friends better.
Yeah, but it's still newer. Friends is newer, a little more. But okay, so there you go, 24-year-old.
Come in.
That's it.
And there's video of the guy just like opening and closing the door, and every time it's the Seinfeld theme song.
So what was the question you asked?
Well, like if you could rig your doorbell to play whatever, what would you rig it to?
So if someone knocked, it'd be like... I'm having. Now it's this song again. My jam now is that Niall Horan song. No. It's Liam Payne. They're all the same to me.
Yeah.
They're all Five Directions.
That song.
They went different directions.
Strip It Down or whatever it is. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I played it at the dance party earlier.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's good. Where is that song? I want to play that one right there.
Not to be confused with Strip It Down. Strip it down.
Right? That's Luke Bryan.
That's true. That's Luke Bryan.
Okay.
Here you go. You know I love it when the music starts, but come and strip that down for me. Yeah. Like, I love that song.
Poncho!
Yeah. I was listening to Z100 last night on iHeartRadio, and they were playing a live version of it so much, I felt I needed to tweet them. I tweeted them last night and was like, hey, Z100, I'm listening and this is awesome. You know I love it was a live version. Yeah, what else, Amy?
Well, last but not least, Diddy, he's not happy with the NFL. So I read that he wants to form his own new football league.
They tried 20 times.
Who did?
Everyone.
Diddy?
No, not Diddy, but everyone. They tried the XFL, the USFL. Donald Trump tried to buy the Buffalo Bills right before he was president. They turned him down. That's why he hates the NFL partially.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
They
rejected him, yeah. They didn't want him because he's too Donald Trumpy,
yeah,
according to them. So the Pagulas bought the team who are from Buffalo. But that's part of the reason he hates the NFL.
Oh, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I was not.
He's bitter toward them because they wouldn't let him buy a team.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I just thought, okay, I read that he was worth like $820 million, and still that's not even enough to like buy a team.
It's not. Teams cost billions, but it's enough to be a big owner, part of owner.
Yeah.
All right.
So I guess good. No new football league. I thought we were going to have a new league. Like,
no. We have one. Flag. It's amazing. Good?
Yep, done.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
After the show today, Amy's off to Haiti to see her kids. She has two kids there that she's adopted. She's just waiting for them to get here, waiting for passports, waiting for that last step. Aaron's on in Boston. Aaron, you have a question about this?
Yes. So last I checked, Amy had a nanny, and they were looking for things for the nanny to do until the kids got here. And then I hadn't heard about anything about the nanny afterwards. So I was wondering if the nanny was still in play or if we have a new nanny or that's all just kind of on hold.
That's a great question because Amy works this job. Her husband flies all over. And so she was like, well, I can either quit the job or get someone to help. And luckily, she decided to get someone to help, but then there's nothing to help. So
I had to lock her in because she even quit her other job to come work for me.
So what happened?
We still have her, and yeah, I'm still looking for things for her to do. If you need anything done, let me know. Like, it's like sometimes I'm like, so you want to just come hang out with me?
Paid friend. I have four of them in the studio every day. Yeah. All you guys.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we walk and talk. Like, I'm like, I'm going to go walk the dog. Why don't you walk with me? Take notes on your phone while I talk. I mean, it's...
Take notes about your speeches?
No.
Wait,
no,
what?
That, no, what stop. On earth?
And then report back about
how well I sounded.
Wow.
No.
Tell me the smart things I said.
Sometimes on my walk, I think of all the things I want to do or different things that need to be done. And so we walk and talk it out and we come up with a plan. But I'm like, wait a second. Did I really just go on a walk and paid someone to walk with me? I mean, I need
and
my kids.
Take notes.
Yeah.
I need my kids here. That's where we're at.
So
I'm not kidding. You can borrow her if you want to.
You must have deep thoughts.
It's a great question. So Amy's just basically filling time until the kids get here.
But she's super awesome.
So,
well, I'm so happy to hear that. Good luck, Amy. I hope you get your kids soon.
Me too.
Aaron, thank you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
All right, have a nice day.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Kid Rock was in today to hear that. Just hit the show up on podcast. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes and subscribe. Or you can go to iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. So many ways. But Kid Rock was in today, which is pretty crazy. Dance parties were today. I hope you enjoyed that. Amy's off to Haiti.
Adios.
That's Spanish.
I know. What would I say? Au revoir?
French. That's French.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, merci.
There you go. Yeah. So Amy's off to Haiti to see her kids. Stapleton's in town this weekend. I may go to that. Like, I personally would enjoy that, but I personally don't like to go out places. So I'm in a mixed of what I want to do. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Amy, I'm sure I have some great stories from Haiti.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, she gets to be with her kids. So we'll see you guys. And you can follow Amy. Go to BobbyBones.com, follow Amy over there, and you can see hashtag Haitian vacation.
That's what we're using. I'm not joking. You said it. And then we were like, me and my girlfriends were like, I think we just found our trip hashtag.
Like, how'd you not think of that already?
Yeah.
That was the easiest one ever.
Okay.
Haitian good. Vacation.
Good comeback. All right. We'll see you guys. Have a good trip.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Have a good trip. We're going to go. Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye. Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones
Show. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.